Ang Taiwanese backpacker na Shiny Lee ay nagtatrabaho sa isang butcher factory nang isang hindi inaasahang aksidente ang muntik nang pumutol sa kanyang daliri.
Because I was working at the sausage division, I was changing the pipe. I had the tool in my right hand when I was changing the tube. I accidentally touched the sensor and turned it on. The tool I was holding flew out and landed on my finger. I didn't realize how serious it was, but after I took off my glove, I found that my flesh had almost come off.
Dahil si Shiny ay nagtatrabaho sa ilalim ng isang kontraktor na walang seguro, kinailangang magpaglaban siya para sa kanyang benepisyo sa pamamagitan ng kanyang union at kinailangang ding gumamit ng isang abogado. Nakabalik na siya sa Taiwan pagkatapos tumanggap ng paggagamot at 3 buwan ng kompensasyon dahil sa nawalang sweldo mula sa tinamong sugat. Si Shiny ay kasalukuyang naghihintay sa panghuling bayad, subalit ang kanyang buhay ay hindi na magiging katulad ng dati.
After I recovered, I found that my finger is already shorter than before.
Ang mga kasong ganito ay ordinaryo para sa mga pansamantalang trabahador na nasa holiday visa ayon kay Tim Nelthorpe na mula sa National Union of Workers. Sinabi niya na ang kasaysayan ng isang Taiwanese backpacker na nawalan ng 3 daliri samantalang nagtatrabaho sa isang pabrika ng karne.
That employer only had to pay him compensation for 6 months because he's not allowed to work for that employer for longer than 6 months. He could still receive payments from WorkCover, but his visa is 1 year at possibly 2 years at best. So effectively, because he's done the injury towards the end of his visa, he's got to make a decision. Does he want to stay in Australia to fight for those his common law rights to sue the company, which could be worth quite a significant amount of money, or he can choose to settle and receive a lump sum work cover payment, which significantly less money.
Dahil sa limitadong kaalaman sa salitang Ingles at tinamang malaking sugat, ang batang lalaki ay nagdesisyong kunin ang lahat ng bayad o lump sum payment at bumalik sa kanyang bansa na kung saan makakasama niya ang kanyang pamilya at tatanggap ng nararapat na alaga. Sinabi ni Tim Nelthorpe na kapag ang aksidente ay nangyari sa trabaho, ang pinakamahalagang hakbang ay ang paggawa ng isang incident report o ulat ng insidente. Isinisiguro nito na lahat ay nakasulat para sa empleyado upang makatanggap ng kabayaran sa tinamong sugat.
If the worker has a significant injury or an injury that will prevent them from performing their normal duties, the employer should advise the worker to visit a doctor. That doctor can then write up a work cover medical certificate and a certificate of capacity which will outline what that worker can and can't do.
Ang workers' compensation ay isang uri ng kabayaran mula sa siguro ng mga empleyado kung sila ay nasusugatan o nagkakasakit dahil sa kanilang trabaho. Ang paraan ng pagbabayad ay pinamamahalaan ng mga estado at teritoryo at maaaring may kasamang sweldo sa mga empleyado kung hindi sila makakapagtrabaho at ang bayad ay maaaring sumakop sa mga gastos sa gamot at rehabilitasyon. Sinabi ni Tim Nelthorpe na dapat gumawa ng workers' compensation form ang empleyado.
The worker at that point should also fill in a work cover form which should be lodged with an insurer. The worker then takes that certificate back to their employer and the employer is obligated to provide duties that fit within the certificate of capacity, or if they do not have suitable duties, to provide that worker with payment that match their normal payments.
Ipinakita ng mga datos ng ABS na sa mahigit na 500,000 trabahador ang nagkakaroon ng sugat o sakit, karamihan ay mula sa pagbubuhat, paghila o pagyuko, pagtama o pagpuputol ng isang bagay, pagkahulog at paulit-ulit na gawain. Ang ilang trabaho ay mas mapanganib kaysa sa iba. Ipinakita ng mga datos mula sa Safe Work Australia noong 2013 na ang pinakamataas na antas ng pagkasugat ay nangyayari sa mga trabahador, nagtatrabaho sa transportasyon at tradespeople. Gumawa ng pambansang polisa ang Safe Work Australia upang ayusin ang trabaho, kalusugan at kaligtasan kasama ang paraan ng pagbabayad sa mga naaaksidenteng trabahador. Ayon sa pangalawang direktor ng Strategic and Compensation Policy, Helen Wrighton, may mga multa sa mga paggawaan na hindi nagbibigay ng ligtas na kapaligiran.
They can actually be prosecuted in all states and territories. There are regulators, so they might be called work safe or work health and safety in that state. And they can actually take that employer to court if a worker's hurt or if they haven't paid their workers' compensation premiums. Now, the workers can always report to those authorities if they want to.
Dapat ding magbigay ng pagsasanay ang mga may paggawaan at magkaroon ng tamang instrumento at kagamitan upang masiguro na ang mga trabahador ay gumagawa ng kanilang trabaho ng ligtas.
That could mean showing the worker how to do their job safely and making sure they have the right tools and equipment, things like a hard hat or goggles or safety glasses and gloves and boots. Another important thing for employers to remember and for workers to know is that the law says that they can't ask a worker to do anything that needs a special license, even if it's just driving a car, but more importantly, dangerous equipment like a crane or a forklift, if the person doesn't have that license.
Ang mga empleyado ay mayroon ding responsibilidad. Dapat lamang silang gumamit ng instrumento kapag naturuan na sila kung paano ito gamitin ng tama, ang hindi pagsusuot ng tamang kagamitan sa kaligtasan o ang hindi paggamit nito ng tama, paggawa ng shortcuts o paggamit ng mobile phones habang nagtatrabaho. Samantala, kinilala ng New South Wales Work Health and Safety Roadmap ang magkakaibang grupong may mataas na panganib sa trabaho. Ayon sa pambansang sekretaryo ng CFMEU, Dave Noonan, lahat ng trabahador ay dapat magsalita, kasama ang mga nasa temporary visas.
They should make a complaint. The worst thing that can happen is that you do work that's unsafe and get hurt or get killed at work. There's no worse outcome for families than that. Lots of employers will put people on temporary visas knowing that they're less likely to argue the case, but the strict legal position is the safety laws apply to everybody equally, and that's what workers should demand. Doesn't matter where they come from in the world. In this country, they've got a right to work safely. They've got a right at law to refuse unsafe work. They can get assistance from the government regulator in each state. At the end of the day, the union is there to defend workers.
Ayon kay Dave Noonan, ang mga pansamantalang trabahador ay hindi nag-uulat ng pagsasamantala, pambubuli o gumagawa ng hindi ligtas na trabaho dahil takot na pabalikin sila sa kanilang pinanggalingang bansa.
The employer can't just send you back home. If you have an issue around occupational health and safety or underpayment of wages, you are entitled to get advice from your employer or from the government regulator. And if the employer tries to send people home for making those inquiries, that's unlawful.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa ligtas na trabaho sa Australia, magtungo sa website ng Safe Work Australia sa www.safeworkaustralia.gov.au o tumawag sa teleponong 131-450 para sa tagapagsali ng wika.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.